2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network.
Take your drink.
All right, 2-1-0. Hey guys, it's Natasha with Latina T10 Podcast. Thank you to Valpod Media for housing and producing, and to Latina Podcast Network for having me on your network. Guys, if you are listening, go watch, and if you're watching, go listen, and make sure that you follow me and my guest. And I'm the guest today, so we're doing a reverse.
I really wanted to trade you seats, but I'll let you keep your side.
No, this is my side.
Well, hi guys, I'm April Rodriguez from the Chula Diaries, also known as Natasha's best friend and PR person and security guard. So
yes,
if you see me, don't be mean.
She does not play well with others.
I'm a Scorpio. I'm not supposed to.
Uh-huh.
It's like in the DNA.
Yeah. So this is my birthday episode. So it's a special episode.
Yay, we're turning 29 again.
We're 29 again. I'm a Capricorn for those out there, my fellow Caps. What's up?
That was one of my questions.
Oh, shit.
You say that you're a Cap, but what does that mean?
Like, what do you mean?
What are the Cap qualities? Like, what does that mean? I know what Scorpio means.
Yeah.
And people always assume it means, like, I mean, but I'm really not. I'm selective and observant.
Uh-huh.
And then I mean, if you make me be mean.
Sure.
Anyways, not about me. It's about you. So What are the Cap qualities that you have?
Okay, so all I do is work.
I can attest to that. Yeah,
yes.
I agree.
So if I'm not working, I'm not happy in any capacity. Like, I'm always doing something. Even if we're like at a dinner or having drinks, I'm like, oh, let's create content.
It's because quite annoying sometimes.
It's working. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Thank you for your honesty.
No, I really haven't met somebody who works, truly works,
yeah,
as much as you do. Like you described, even in your sleep, like we're at a dinner and you're like, 1 second, like, let me finish this. I'll be with you in 1 minute. Like, you're all over the place. And I know, because now I know,
yeah,
after so long, like,
yeah,
I'm used to it.
Yeah.
But at first I was like, are you just on your phone?
No.
And then I'm like, she's actually doing stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm over here watching TikToks and she's over here handling business.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a difference.
Yeah. So work, also the whole thing of like Capricorns love money, it's true.
So I have to work a lot,
right? But I don't want somebody to give me money. I mean, I do. You can cash at me. It's Nathaniel 210 on Cash App and Venmo. Or I really,
it is
just
my birthday episode.
It
so,
is, yeah. It is my birthday, yeah, episode.
Send that.
So yeah, you'll see my photo. But no, it's I do have a certain lifestyle that I want, that I'm getting closer and closer to each year.
Mm-hmm.
But like, please, like, and I hate when people say like, oh, like, how did you do that? Or you're lucky that you get to do that? Or why do you get to do that? Oh, or like,
the worst.
Right.
You're lucky.
I'm right. Like, no. I'm like, dude, if you understood how hard that I work, and I've worked for over a decade on multiple facets of my life,
yeah,
then yeah, it's just a lot.
So that actually leads me to my next question. Tell everybody everything that you do.
What the fuck?
Like, let's start from the bottom all the way to the top. And if you miss something, I'm gonna let you know.
I will definitely miss something. I literally had to write a list of what I do. Okay. Okay, podcaster.
No, lower than that.
Oh, lower than that.
Start at home.
At home?
At home.
Oh, mom.
To how many?
To four kids, but three that I've birthed.
Ages?
I don't give ages.
Oh, okay.
It's too many details.
Four children.
Yeah.
That include the hubs?
No, that's not.
So six children.
Yeah. A husband and a dog and a cat and a fish.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Bartender.
Okay.
Part-time. Reverend.
Okay. You can handle my next marriage. Yeah. Sorry, Jesse.
Or baptism. You know what? Your first marriage is just a trial run. I stand by that. What else? What else do I do? Oh, Queen of the Riverwalk currently.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2023 to 2024. I'm a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. Business owner.
Okay.
What am I forgetting? Times two.
Yeah.
Content creator. Digital director for La Prensa Texas newspaper. What else am I missing?
And podcaster.
And podcaster.
And times all around two. Great person. So.
Oh, thank you.
Just don't be mean. Get on a bad side.
I'm nice.
You are really nice. I mean, with so many titles, you are extremely nice. Mm-hmm. You're one of the most productive, stressed out, amazing people that I know. But it takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, I see it. I hear it. Like, I feel it sometimes from you.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And so earlier you said for like, oh, my, must be nice, or you're so lucky, or, you know, I can't believe how you do it. And so, like, a lot of people give you those comments. Like, what does that do to you? Like, how does that make you feel?
It's kind of annoying, I'll be very honest, because I don't know if it's passive aggressive or if it's truly like, I don't understand how you do it. And that's when I tell people it's literally like adrenaline, Jesus, mm-hmm. and sugar-free Red Bull. And I need them to sponsor me. And I've said this multiple times, but I need y'all to sponsor me. Because there's no other way. It's a lot of time management. It's a lot of support from family and friends. And you know what? I'll get the kids, or, you know, you have to do this. I'll take care of the kids, or I'll, you know, whatever. But I also, don't get me wrong, for people that don't know me, I explain to my kids. Mm-hmm. And I have, you know, from elementary to college. And I explain to all of them, this is what I'm doing. This is why I have to do it. This is where I'm going. And this is how long I'm going to be gone. And I know old school mentality is like, you don't have to explain shit to your kids. And I don't feel that way, mm-hmm. because I don't want my kids to think of me that way. So I explain to them. But I've also taken them to things and they hate it. So rightfully so. And so, but I do that because I want them to see what it's like.
Right.
So, like, okay, come with mommy and you're going to see, you know, and it's different because I don't have a 9-to-5. Thank God. Mm-hmm. I used to. And it was the worst ever. But, you know, money's money. I had to make money. I had to pay bills. Sure. But having them see how hard that I work and how hard like dad works and, you know, whatever, it's all for a reason. I'm like, the life that you have, you wouldn't have if we didn't work this hard.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, I completely agree. Mm-hmm. And when you take them, they're super bored. They would rather be at home. Mm-hmm. But when you're home, they want to ignore you. That's the other thing.
I'm like, hi, I'm home. You want to do something?
So if everybody's like, don't you have kids? Shouldn't you be home? I want you to be Susie Homemaker.
Yeah.
But are also wanting you to be this incredible, empowered, like strong woman.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make everybody happy.
No.
And so I hear a lot of people say, I mean, to us both, right? Why aren't you home more?
Mm-hmm.
But why be home more when your kids are good, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, you explained how you balance that. What advice do you have to other people who just can't find that balance or have that mom guilt? Because that mom guilt shit is real.
Dude, it's so real. Like I said, like, communication with my kids is key. Like, I believe in autonomous parenting. So Mike isn't asked to be here. I brought them here. I brought them into this world, and I believe that as their own individual person, they deserve to be autonomous. And so because of that, they're going to have their thoughts and opinions and feelings, and it's up to me as a mom to not only value all of those, but to explore all of those. Mm-hmm. And what kind of mom would I be if I wasn't? So no, I'm not there 24/7. I'm really not. And that's something that I've gotten from my mom. Yeah. I think both of us have dealt with that. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Our moms are a little older, and my mom's like, Mija, you're not going to stay home and cook. And, you know, don't you think they want to like play board games with you? And I'm like, Mom, when I am home, I am. Like, we're doing movie nights. We're playing games. Like, I'm taking them to arcades. Like, I just don't ever post that because my kids, as public as I am, I'm very private. So there's a lot that you guys don't see.
Yeah.
And that's for a reason. Like, for me, that's me protecting my family.
It's also your safe space, right?
Yes.
Where you can just be you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be anything but mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you are this, like, glamorous person naturally. Like, I've seen you, you know, at home, like, just hanging out, but there's still always an element of like of like the lashes are done or it's 3-day hair, but it still looks great. I don't know, like, when I say, people say, you don't know how you do it, I don't know how you do it, because I wake up looking like a troll and I make no excuses, but you make it work somehow. And I'm super proud of you for doing that, because it's very difficult. Not that no one can do that, but it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, when shit gets real and shit gets difficult, they quit. They stop doing it and they stop pushing.
Yeah.
So why don't you? Like, all the obstacles that you have.
Yeah.
Why don't you just quit something? Make it easier on yourself.
Because quitting's not an option.
But why?
It's just never, it never has been.
Not that I want you to quit.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, people don't get it. Like, you,
I don't have
the option.
I don't have that in me. Don't get me wrong. Like, there have been multiple times in every area of my life that I am, you know, busy in or whatever, or have accomplished, that I've been like, you know what? Why did I do this? Or is it worth it? And it's always worth it. And it's always, if it's not something, if something good doesn't come out of it, then it's a lesson.
Yeah.
So no matter what, if anything, I can say I push myself to, like, the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is. I gave the old college try.
Yeah.
But because of that, I think I can confidently say I've never failed at anything.
That's awesome.
And
I mean,
not to say I've excelled. I'm not saying I've excelled, but I'm saying, yeah, I've never failed, because if you try, you do your best, then it's not a failure.
Yeah. You also have a thing with commitment. Like, I hear you say, like, I've already said yes to something.
Yeah.
Or most people are like, I'll say yes, but that really means maybe. And that means no.
Yeah.
And when you commit, like, you truly commit, you try to move everything around.
Yeah.
You're going, you've got 10 events in one day, mm-hmm, and you will make them work, and you will drive yourself into the fucking ground.
Yes.
And again, I'm there. I see. And it's not a one day thing. It's not like, oh, no, you know, Friday, I've got like 10 events. It's like Monday through Sunday, I've got 15 events at minimum,
mm-hmm,
you know, and you go to each one and you're smiling at each one and you find a way to be conversational at each one. Like, where does that energy come from? I know it comes from a lot of Red Bull.
Yeah. No, I think it also comes from whoever I'm around.
Okay.
So I feed off of people.
So me. Okay.
Yeah.
So I understand.
You know, if everybody's sitting in a room and they're super quiet and chill, I'm going to be super quiet and chill.
Yeah.
That's not who I am as a person, but I'm also not going to disrupt the environment. Right. Mm-hmm. But if I know that even one person that I'm super cool with is at an event that I'm going to be at, I'm like, okay, I look forward to seeing that one person. And I'll kind of just go off of, like, their, yeah, energy or the energy of the event.
So you do a lot of networking at these events, mm-hmm, right? Because you're a business owner, because you're a content creator, because you're the freaking queen of the River Wasp. And that wasn't a, like, massive eye roll. It was like you deserve to be queen.
Thank you.
Because you embody all the pieces of that. But we'll get into that. But you go to all these events and you network, and you don't even have to know anybody there. Like, I know there's been times where I'm like, oh, I don't want you to go alone. You're like, it's fine. Like, I don't want to go alone, but I will.
Yeah.
Which, again, to a lot of people listening, we won't do that. I say we because I won't do that.
Yeah.
Like, you're my emotional support friend. And you don't need that. And again, it goes back to that drive. Like, where does that come from?
I don't know. I just don't feel like I have an option to, like, not do things.
Yeah.
And I know that if I'm moving forward, even if it's a little bit, it's still momentum.
Yeah.
And if that means meeting somebody and making a business connection, or connecting with somebody who can help my friend out, mm-hmm, or my friends or whatever, because we're all business owners, like, I'm willing to do that for them or for me,
mm-hmm,
because I know for a fact, in the end, or even if it's later on, it's for a greater good. Mm-hmm. So there have been people before, and we talked about this, I think last week, that, you know, I've met 2-3 years ago who, guess what? Now we're at galas together and they remember me.
Yeah.
And now we're working together, and now they're, you know, giving me their clients or their patients or their whoever or whatever, their business. Mm-hmm. And it's because I planted that seed years ago. So it's all about planting seeds. So it doesn't matter if it's an immediate connection. It's about planting those seeds, that when they see me at another event or they see a mutual friend tag, that's going to spark their, mm-hmm, like, oh, wait, I met her. What does she do again?
Yeah.
You know, if they don't remember, and then they'll go and look me up, and then we'll talk. And yeah, to me, that's what it's about.
And I don't know how to describe this, but some people have magic. Your tia, she's got magic. Yeah. Some people just walk into a room and, like, you remember that person. I keep hitting this microphone. It's okay. You remember that person. You don't remember what their name is, where you met them, but you remember, and you've got that.
I'm like,
that's the eyelash. Don't cry.
I know. It's literally my eyelash. Sorry.
I know you don't know where that comes from, because that's just kind of natural. But that impression gives you so many people that love you and care about you, but it also brings you a shit ton of haters. It brings you a lot of people that just do the fake nice thing, and they do the, oh, hey, how are you? But you never, like, give somebody, like, the nose, like, the whatever. And I don't understand how. So as a Scorpio, that does not live within me. If you don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
And you don't have, you are so genuinely nice to everybody. Even when they don't deserve it. Mm. Like, how do you do that?
I don't know. I think it's, I believe in karma, but also it's, I always try to give people grace. And the fact that I assume if somebody's being ugly to me, I know it's not because of me. I know that. It's because of them. So they're projecting, or maybe they heard something from somebody and they have this preconceived notion, or maybe they didn't. And maybe they just see me and I don't think I'm intimidating. I don't think I'm, like, overly beautiful or anything like that, where people would be like, oh, I can't talk to her, I can't approach her. I don't feel like I'm that way. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm very approachable. Do I have RBF? Yes, I'm working on it. It's a constant thing. But I just try to see people for who they are. And if you're coming at me a certain way, it's something you're feeling. Mm-hmm. It's not because of me. Because I know where my intentions are, and I know where my heart is. And it's never malintent, you know?
Mm-hmm. Has that led to people using you in unintended ways?
Yeah, I get hurt all the time. April knows that firsthand. I'll call her and be like, I don't understand. And she's like, people aren't like you. And I'm like, but why?
I mean, goes back to, yes, I don't know how you're nice to people when they don't deserve it. But it's hard. It's hard to be in this business, in any line of business, but in so many that you're in that are forward facing, to have to deal with people who are scrupulous. You know, that's a big word, but their intentions are just ingenuine. Mm-hmm. And they're only in it for what's in their best interest.
Yeah.
And that's so opposite of who you are.
And I think that's why it hurts so much, is because everything I do is with good intent. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything that I do or say that, you know, upsets anybody or hurts anybody, it is never something that I've done intentionally. Mm-hmm. I'm just not that person.
Yeah.
I'm not an ugly person. And I'm not saying that to, like, hype myself up. I'm just not.
Yeah.
I never have been. And I don't know if that's just something that was innate, like, you know, just born that way, or just, like, the people that surrounded me, the women that surrounded me, you know. I don't know. I think because I've been treated so poorly in my life, like, I just don't ever want to be the cause of that for somebody else. Yeah.
Have you always dealt with that, like, since you were a child?
What?
Like, people being mean for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as a bully or just, like, because they're haters?
Haters. I've only had a bully, I want to say, like, one time or a couple of times.
What's her name? Where they stay at? Let me know.
I would say their name, but I forgot because they're irrelevant. Seriously though, like it was really ugly. Well, and it was really ugly, and it was for no reason. No, it wasn't. I was like in high school. Even in the workforce, like there's there are some people that I've come to realize are just truly ugly no matter how nice you are to them.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And so the hardest thing that I've had to learn to do is separate myself, instead of like, you know, I'm just going to be nice to you until you understand how nice I am. Mm-hmm. And you're going to like me because I'm nice and I'm genuine and I'm real. And people are like, just no, I don't care. I don't care. Like, I just, you know, people just have this, like I said, preconceived notion of like, oh, I don't like you.
Yeah.
Why don't you like me? I don't know. I just don't. And I've had, now I mean, I have a friend.
That, I appreciate that. When you can say, I just don't like you. I just don't fuck with you. Like,
no, but why? Like, I want to know why.
Sometimes I just don't like your face. Like, sometimes it's just like that.
So, okay. Not with you, but you, like, no, you didn't like me.
No, I didn't think you were going to like me.
Okay. There's Let's a talk difference. About that. Talk okay. about that.
So when I followed you for a long time, I followed you as Norteña 210 prior to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw your interviews and I saw you go to New York and be a COVID nurse. And I was in awe of that. And you came back and saw like the glamorous side of you too. And I'm like, man, this girl like does a lot. And so running the same social circles, we end up meeting. And when we were going to meet up, I was like, I'm not this girl's cup of tea. Like, she wants those skinny minis who, like, are all glammed up like her. And, look, I can hold my own. I really can.
Yes.
However, like, there are still people who intimidate me. And I was like, not that you did anything to intimidate you. It was my own insecurity that I was just like, yeah, she's going to be one of those girls that will dismiss me. So before I let her hurt me, I'm going to put up my walls. And I think that that's where a lot of that comes from, too. Is the people that don't let you in enough. And honestly, what got me was we went out to eat and we were hanging out and your kids were in line. Like, you were nice to everybody. Like, there was nothing that I could be like, see, I told you she was like that. And so I think just you being you just naturally came out, even in like the most, you know, uncomfortable setting, which was like a big dinner table full of people
that I didn't know. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, and I can say like a lot of my very good friends are very similar in personality. I'm the one that sits out, but I'm also the one that protects everybody. So it just makes sense that we ended up connecting. But it wasn't like, oh, like I'm going to be mean to her. It was just like, I'm just not going to let her close enough. And I was like, all right. After a few drinks, I was like, okay, like, let's be friends.
Yeah.
So maybe people just need to drink more around you. Get to know you a little bit more.
You heard it here first.
Do you want to get to know Natasha? She wears a size large champagne bottle.
Oh, I do.
Or a Tito's and water.
So yes.
If you
with ever, lemon.
With For, lemon.
Yeah.
Lime if she's. She's
I mean, you know, you if that's all that's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a list of things she doesn't like. So if you want to know, DM me. I will let you know what she does not like.
Yeah.
But I mean, you and I are so completely opposite. I wanted to be on this side because there's so many good things that you do for the community, for your friends, for your family, that I don't think people have the opportunity to see or to hear. And when you're doing your interviews, you talk about yourself like a tiny, tiny bit. But your audience like deserves to know you. Like, you are an amazing person.
Thank you.
And I'm not like, this is not sponsored by Nothing 210. at all.
Because I didn't pay her anything.
Talked the truths.
Yeah.
Of it all.
It's true.
And you're not perfect at all.
No.
Like, you and I have had our tiffs, and we will have it out if we need to. Mm-hmm. But you're also a person who's very educated by, like, books. Mm-hmm. But you're also emotionally educated.
Intelligent.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that. She's emotionally intelligent, guys. Obviously, she's got her doctorate. I don't. But you have a way of being like, okay, like, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk through this.
Yeah.
And whenever I come to you with, I don't understand this. And you're like, okay, like, let's take a step back. Let's take 10 steps back. Let's see how somebody's reacting. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you do that with everybody in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's not a, like, malicious thing at all. It doesn't come off that way. Mm-hmm. But that's why you understand people. Mm-hmm. So when you've got your guest on, what goes through your head, like, when you're talking with people? Because you've had some guests on here that I'm just like, woo, I gotta turn this off, they got me riled up. How do you sit there and you're just like, yeah, like, I understand?
Because I want people to tell their truth. Uh-huh. Or their side and their feelings. And, you know, it's not a depiction of who I am or my thoughts or opinions, but, you know, like, talk your shit. Yeah. And I'll just be here. I don't know. I'm like, I support you.
Do you ever, like, cringe a little bit inside and you're like, oh?
Not so much with the podcast, but because I've interviewed, like, over 500 people, mm-hmm. there's been a few. I want to say, like, a handful that I'm like, I'm just going to let you talk and then we're going to wrap this up. but not many.
Good. And it's because you see, even if there's, like, a minuscule of, like, something great in somebody, I think you find it.
I do. I try.
Yeah.
But that's also what I hold on to. And that's it is. Also why I get hurt.
It is. It's a problem. It's a strength and
a weakness. It is. Yeah.
Oh, so are you teaching your kids that?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm also teaching my kids to, like, know or understand, like, their own boundaries.
Yeah.
And to enforce those, because that's something that took me a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, present day.
Yeah.
Like, 2024, boundaries all day, every day, baby. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. If mm-hmm. you can't meet me where I'm at, I'm sorry. Love you from afar.
Shouldn't be sorry.
No, like, sorry, not sorry. Like, yeah. Demi Lovato. You know what I mean? Like, but no, I'm done doing it. I'm done.
So another thing you're almost done with is your reign as current queen of the Riverwalk. Mm-hmm. So your last parade will be in March.
February.
Yeah. Oh, the Mardi Gras parade.
Yes.
I don't know why I think it's March.
I did too, but yeah, it's February.
So February. Mm-hmm. So you've got roughly 2 months and change left.
Yeah, like 6 weeks. They're doing it early February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did it later in February this past year.
So how was your year bitten? So if you're not watching on YouTube, you should.
It's been... Oh, me siento muy... no, it's been good. It's been good. It's been a lot of ebbs and flows. Things that I didn't think were going to happen. Mm-hmm. In good ways and bad ways. Just trying to deal with it and really make the most of it, because I worked so fucking hard.
You really did.
And it wasn't just me. And I know she gets mad at me because I'm like, it wasn't just me. It was me and my whole team. And she's like, but it was you. Like, you're the reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was 17 events in 8 months. And
while
I was finishing my doctorate degree, or, you know.
Yeah. And that entailed full days of clinical.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, 12 hour days. Yeah. 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 And then kids and running businesses. Mm-hmm. And yeah. But it was something that I committed to, because if I commit to something, we're going ham.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do anything half ass ever. Which is, I think, a strength and a weakness, because then I'm like, I'm so tired.
So I've seen you go through this year. I was part of the campaign process. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. Like, I thought it was going to be this big glamorous thing. And I've honestly been a little bit, like, not disappointed, just, you know, a little saddened by that our city doesn't understand and know what of what Queen is, because everybody comes here for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've been out so many places, and you got your sash on, you got your crown on, and people are like, is it your birthday? And I think it just shows that people are just not paying attention.
Yeah.
And even when you explain it, the first thought is, well, what you have to do? And you say, I had to raise a lot of money. But you forget to say, I worked really hard. And I've heard you say it a few more times recently than you, more than you used to. But it's, you know what? I had to campaign. I worked really hard. And that's for 2024. That's what I want you to work on, to explain the work that you put into shit, because it's not just about like you raise money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You raise money. There's people campaigning right now that are raising money.
But we've, that shit's hard. Yeah. But we've had this conversation, and I feel like, to be very honest, like people just don't give a shit. They don't. And if I can see it in your eyes, and if I can read it in your body language that you're asking me a question just to ask, and you truly don't give a shit, I'm going to ask, do you want to know? Or I'm going to give you a short answer. And if you keep asking me questions from there, I will explain. Outside of that, because when I have explained to some people, when I've chosen to explain, and I see the like
glaze over,
I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So
I feel like you're in a very unique position to make people listen. Not just with the title, but with everything that you do. Again, you've got that magic. That people will listen.
I appreciate it. I just don't think I do. But
I think you do. So it must be true.
Okay. Yes. I've heard it before. I just don't. I don't know.
I feel like that comes from imposter syndrome.
Oh, facts.
Like, let's talk about that a little bit. Miss Doctorate in Mental Health.
Yes.
You know all the symptoms, you know all the thought process behind it.
Oh, yeah.
But you still live it, right? Mm-hmm. Like you still live that imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
There's no why. I think, well, no, I mean, that goes back to my core of like childhood trauma and always being told I wasn't good enough and, you know, that I could be better. Mm-hmm. I could do better. And you know, you have to be the prettiest, strongest, smartest, you know, whatever in the room, and your hair has to be perfect, your nails have to be perfect, and if not, then, you know,
but not in a constructive way.
No, not in a constructive way. It was very destructive. And so I've had to get past that, but I struggle with a complex of wanting to be the best, but it's not for me, because it's not for anybody. I think it's just a thing that was pushed. And so now when I accomplish like big goals, I'm proud of myself, but I don't think in a way that I should be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, yeah, I did that. What's next?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Without realizing how big those accomplishments are.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it. I'm aware of it. I just don't. I don't know how to like, I guess, celebrate myself, which is even why, like, even down to like my birthday.
Yeah.
I love to have this huge party because I want to have my favorite people in my house or in one room. It's not about me. I don't want a celebration of me. I don't want, even like when we have to do like birthday cake, I'm like, this is weird. Believe it or not, I don't like attention like that. I don't. I get really weird. And when people compliment me, I get super weird. I like clam up.
You make faces.
I do. I make a lot of weird faces because I'm weird. Yeah.
No, I've seen it. It's incredibly hilarious too. So I think that's the difference of like Instagram and reality.
Mm-hmm.
I think you posted a lot about like graduating and like getting your doctorate, doing your boards and doing all these things, and online it looks like you're doing this big thing and oh, you're celebrating again or you're posting again, but in person you're like full of anxiety
because
you've got to take another test, you've got to do something else, and like the post is your celebration, but there's not an external celebration within yourself,
right?
So 2024, mm-hmm. we're going to push those boundaries a little bit more uh-huh. to celebrate Natasha.
Yeah.
As you should, because one thing is that I've learned as I've gotten older is just like, somebody's always got some shit to say. Like, celebrate the little wins and the big wins.
Yeah.
Like, if today you got out of bed and you didn't want to and you attended 5 out of your 10 events, then that's what you did.
Yeah.
And there's no need to run yourself into the ground, because I don't think you need to prove yourself to anybody, because all of your accomplishments already do that.
And I don't feel the need to. I really don't. When I'm in a room, I stand confident on like who I am and what I am. Mm-hmm. Right. But that doesn't mean on the way there, I'm not full of anxiety, or on the way home, I'm like, oh God, like I can't wait to go to freaking Club Gamma. Like, you know what I mean?
Favorite club.
Yeah. It's my club. And like Netflix and like be in bed, and people are like, oh, you're always out, you're always, you know, doing this, you're always doing that, you're always celebrating, you're always drinking, you're always partying, you're always having a good time. And like, no, I show you what I feel like you want to see. Mm-hmm. Do you want to see me like freaking like super anxious, stuck in traffic on the way to, you know, another 30-45 minute drive? No.
Right.
So I show you when I get there, we're having a good time.
Yeah.
Here's a clip of what I'm doing.
And that's so important for people to see, like, again, they see the glitz, the glam, the every event, but not everything in between. The, you know, I have to run over here, and then I have to go get my kids, and then I have to go do this, I have to make them dinner, and then I have to go back to this other event. And I've done nothing but drive today, and I've done nothing but, like, stress all day. Mm-hmm. This picture is going to look really cute, and I'm going to smile, and you're going to think that I do it effortlessly.
It's important. It's a lot of effort.
It's not that easy.
No.
It's not. And I do half of what you do, or, you know, less than that. So, you know, you do such a good job at making it look effortless.
Thank you. And I don't mean to, by the way, but it is also why I tell everybody social media is fake. Yeah. Not that I'm fake.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not a fake person at all by any means. And I'm going to work on this with 2024, is being more transparent and showing more of like who I am and my day to day and all that. But y'all don't see my whole day. Mm-hmm. Y'all see me in like a bikini by the pool, or like in a dress in front of a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
You know, and there's so much that goes into that.
Yeah.
So much.
There really is.
Yeah.
And your pictures are just your highlight.
Yeah.
You know, your, you know, smiling face, just your highlight. And people should be happy that you're sharing that, you know, because that's hard to do sometimes when you don't want to smile and you still can. Mm-hmm. But you said something that I remembered, a bikini by the pool. Like, when is it going to be okay for women to be happy with who they are and just like show what they want to show? Like, I know you've gotten a lot of hate for being like, oh, like she's too exposed, or you've missed opportunities. Because
I didn't miss any opportunity. The opportunities miss me.
I mean, that part right there. I'm all cheers. Cheers to that part.
Cheers.
Because people just want to overlook, because they want to be judgmental on you specifically.
Yeah.
Right. And like, the Scorpio comes out. I want to fight people. But just because you're wearing something, like, that's how you choose to express yourself.
Right.
And first of all, just because you could never doesn't mean that you should be talking shit about someone who obviously can.
Well, not just that, but my thing is, like, any of these photos that I have posted has come with a lot of thought and has never been, oh, look at me, ever, ever. It's If you're an OG and you're watching this and listening, you'll know which photos I'm talking about.
But even if it is, like, fucking look at me. Like, I look hot in this fucking picture. Like, yes, look at me.
Well, yes, but
you're not
no.
a pick me person.
No, I'm not. But I'm not a pick me girl at all.
Like, I look great, and everybody should be able to say that.
No, I agree. And but yes. So my thing is, it took me my entire life to love me. So now that I love me and I'm sharing that, and I'm not sharing that with like 5 people, mm-hmm. I'm sharing that with over 5,000 people. And that's just on Instagram.
Right.
that's not including TikTok and Facebook and, you know, whatever, like Threads, like it's thousands of people that I'm sharing myself with. And it takes a lot. Like I'll like pace my room, or I'll like, you know, think about 1,000 captions and I'm like, yes, no, that's gonna, people are gonna read that wrong, or people aren't gonna see that, or oh my god, what if somebody thinks this, and like, do I hashtag, and what are my hashtags? I'm like, oh my god. And I overthink everything. And so when people see that one photo, and granted, I get a lot of love, and I got a lot of love, at least outwardly, right? Mm-hmm. Like I had a lot of women DM me, more women than anything.
That's amazing.
Who said thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being open enough to make me feel like if you can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
I don't have a perfect body at all. Like, and I don't claim to, but if I'm confident right now, I'm not always going to be confident.
Yeah.
In 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, I'm not going to be posting bikini photos by the pool. I mean, I might. I mean, I might. You know what I mean? But
Dolly Parton, get up there in her Dallas Cowboys cheerleader outfit. You can do it.
But probably not. So like, this is my time. So like, why not support that? Mm-hmm. And without saying names, without, you know, calling people out.
Even though I really want to.
People have passed me for certain groups, organizations, whatever, because of those photos, because of my self-love and my confidence. And it's really shitty. Like, I cried about it. Yeah. And nobody knows this, because nobody knows that that was even a situation, because I never talked about it. I never explained it. The closest people to me know. And it's just really hard, because it's like, I feel like I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm also not taking, I'm not taken seriously because of it. And I'm like, why can't I post photos where I'm confident and I love myself, but also understand I am very educated and I am a mom and I am a Latina and I'm a business owner and, you know, I cook and I clean and I do all of these things, right? And I keep it all separate. Like, my kids don't see these photos of me. And I'm sure people always have some shit to say. I'm sure somebody out there is going to be like, well, they could. And what if they find you? And what if they look you up? Like, then they do. They've seen me in that same damn bikini multiple times. Right. You know what I mean? So there's not, I don't hide anything. But it's just, it's hard. It looks like I'm very open. And I am, to an extent. But I'm also very private. And that's because I'm a little concerned about more people not taking me seriously as a professional or as an educated Latina.
I think that's just an antiquated way of thinking, especially with these organizations that are run by women who were never okay with being confident within themselves or their idea of a certain age or level, whether it's education, social media, whatever. Once you reach a certain level, you can't do certain things, which is bullshit, because when you put people in boxes, like, you get the same repeated person over and over again, and you are so outside of that box consistently that it is hard for people who don't know how to even realize there's something outside of that box. They're so enclosed in it that you're just like, no, it's wrong.
See, and you can't put me in a box, and I don't care who you are. You cannot. I will never be in one box.
And that's the kind of energy, like, more people need to have. Like, when somebody tells you no, like, fuck them. Like, go do exactly what they told you not to and do it 10 times better than you thought you were going to do it.
Yeah. That's my least favorite word. No.
Yeah.
Don't tell me no. And if you tell me no, I want to know why.
Yeah.
And don't bullshit me. Like, give me your real reason of why you're telling me no. And if it's something I need to work on, then cool. Constructive criticism. If it's not, and because you're feeling some type of way, then that's on you.
But you're also very open to constructive criticism.
Of course.
Like, you're like, okay, like,
yeah,
this is why I do it, but I hear you. And then whatever you do with it, you do with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are not.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh my God, I can't believe you told me something. But that also speaks to why you can do the things that you do. Like, there's so many little things that you do that create the full equation of why you can achieve all these things, because it starts from the very core of who you are. And it's accepting that criticism, accepting the feedback, being open to people's personalities and their differences and things that change. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you learn that. I think that's in you. So I want to see you teach more people that. Me included, I guess.
That's fine, but people have to be open to it. Like, if you're not open to thinking that way or seeing things that way, then I can't help you.
I think
you
can.
No, I'm saying, like, I can't help somebody who's... I can only meet you where you're at.
Yeah.
And I can...
I mean, I've seen people in your similar positions that don't handle it with grace like you do.
Who's in my position?
Can't name names. That's what you told me. But, you know, there's people in similar positions across the board.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
That just handle it with such, like, audacity.
Oh, the best word. Dude, they're giving that shit out for free this year. I'm like, who fucking gave you your audacity?
Yeah.
No.
And this is why they're not successful at things.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is, well, I deserve it.
No.
Or it should be given to me.
Nope.
And this is who I am, and I you're supposed to. And don't you know who I am? Mm-mm. And you don't use any of those things.
Nope.
So what do you use instead?
It's me. As like a person, like, I'm going to talk to you, and hopefully you respect me, and I will show respect back, and mm-hmm. we can forge a true relationship, because I don't ever talk to anybody with the intention of getting something out of them.
Yeah.
And I think people see that, because a lot of people, I've met so many people, not just in our community, but in the nation,
mm-hmm.
that's all that they have are people who want something from them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything from you. You want to hang out? We can talk. You want to grab a drink? Some food? Bullshit. Like, let's do that. Let's do that first. And then if you're ever willing to be on my podcast or...
Yeah.
You know, talk more, do an interview or whatever, then cool. And if not, cool. People are people. Whether you're a celebrity or not, we all bleed the same way. We all shit the same way. So.
I mean, and that was the attitude that you brought to the table that day that I met you,
mm-hmm.
which is why we're here today.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some people are definitely, I think, more accomplished than others. I don't think I know. But I don't think that they're better than others. Like, I don't think I'm better than anybody else. I don't think anybody else is below me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. It just means you put in more work and you have forged these opportunities for yourself.
Right.
It doesn't mean that anything is easier or handed to you.
No. Yeah. I mean, there have been things that have come to me, but again, because I've put in the work.
No, I agree.
It just is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen people try to copy you.
Who?
DM me after this and I'll tell you all the tea. But they can't. We've talked about this. They can't copy you because they're not you. Like, all the things we've talked about here, you can't replicate. You can't recreate. And even if you were to teach somebody.
Mm-hmm. Which I've tried.
You can only share the information. It's up to the individual to actually put it into, like, their personality.
Right. But also do it your way. Because you're not going to be me.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a pretentious way, because it's not that. But it's like, I can't be you. I can't be the producer. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't be anybody who does anything. And I don't want to be. Like, I'm working hard to love myself.
Yeah.
And where I'm at and where I'm going. So just, I feel like if more people focus on themselves, they would be less preoccupied with other people.
Facts. Can we put that for, like, a headline? Worry about your damn self. That's the basically, title of this podcast.
Basically. Yeah.
I mean, so you do that pretty well. Like, I don't ever catch you talking. Not catch you, but, like, I'm always with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're never one to, like, talk about people.
Nope.
But people are very apt to talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've explained how you deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you doing in 2024 to protect Natasha?
Boundaries.
Okay.
I'm just not putting up with shit.
So what do boundaries look like? Not for you, but, like, in general. People say that a lot. I feel like it's a common word. But what does that mean?
So I'm going to do better at explaining to people, new people and even older people, people that have been in my life for a long time, it's not who I am anymore, right? So mm-hmm. you're meeting a new person. Mm-hmm. But for the new people, you know, this is what I expect out of a friendship or a business relationship. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to, I'm not going to deviate from that. So please meet me where I'm at.
Yeah.
This is what I'm asking because this is what I'm willing to put in. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to put in that same energy and that same time, then I'm sorry, I don't think it's going to work. And whatever, friendships, relationships, businesses, whatever.
Yeah. I think that's super healthy. And I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. I'm always like, well, I'm going to give them like a 30th chance. And she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's not one, two, three. It's like,
yeah,
like I lost fingers.
Yeah.
And she's like, this person again. And I'm like, oh, let me fight them.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's going to be really good for you. You're going to have an amazing 2024 year. And I know you won't be queen, but you will be the former queen and are going to continue to do things with that. Even though it's not going to be like your main thing.
Yeah.
Because you've got so many other things that make you you.
Yeah. It's one of the things.
Right. Mm-hmm. And something for you to be very proud of.
Yeah.
So I'm super happy to be along for the ride and to see you grow.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate you helping me through a lot of this.
Yeah.
Because you're very, very honest. And I appreciate that. No, I appreciate that because I need that. Like, I don't want to be surrounded by yes men, right? I want to be surrounded by people who are like-minded but who also like call me out of my shit and like, hey, you know, maybe we should think about this a different way. And I'm like, fine.
I mean, you do the same for me and everybody around you, but like I don't normally let people tell me those things.
Yeah.
You just have a very good way of saying it, so I appreciate that. And I think you bring it out in your guests too.
Yeah.
Which is why people are wanting to come on and wanting to talk to you because you're super easy to talk to. So continue to do those big things. Cause, I mean, you had some big people on this year and I can't only imagine what's going to happen next year.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, and that's the thing. I've had so many people that are like, oh, this is your Jordan year. This is your Jordan year. This is your Jordan year. And I'm like, well, fuck, what do I do next year?
I'm all, well, Jordan had a long career.
Jordan did, and I will too. But, I mean, every year gets better. Every year gets bigger. Somehow, some way, I don't know. I don't plan it. It's a good thing, but that's how I feel like I'm doing the right thing. Is because, yes, I put in work, but also things are starting to come to me. Doors are starting to open that I never thought would open.
That's awesome.
So it's been good.
So let's end this on like a funny note.
Oh, we're ending?
Are we? I don't know. I feel like we're like close.
It's close-ish.
Okay. Then let me know.
Okay.
I'm new to this. It's my first time, guys. It's my virginity. Tell me your favorite song.
Favorite song?
Yeah.
Right
now, number one Spotify.
What do you mean? I would have to look it up. I don't know.
Emma, different genres?
Yeah. Okay. I got Crime Mob.
Okay.
I also got some. Young Dolph. Morgan Wallen. Dude, even down to like old school, like 50s.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I'll listen to that. I'll jam that. Freestyle.
I mean,
you know, yeah, I listen to like a bunch of stuff, but I'm like real. I don't want to say I'm real hood, but like kind of like there's no freaking Sesame Street in my car. Like,
oh, no, there's not.
Like, yeah, we got that trap life going on.
I can attest to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, that's how you have to get like in the mood. You can't.
Yeah. Sometimes Tejano, like old school, depending.
I mean, for sure.
Got some Vicente.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Vicente's at night when I'm finishing my bottle of
something. Some Rocio. Yeah. You know, OG stuff.
Yeah. And so explain to the people what you like to do for fun.
I like to knit.
Crochet.
By the fire.
A couple of socks.
Yeah. If you need socks, I can knit them for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like to read books.
You're a damn liar. She likes to throw ass.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, if you've been around you enough, it's people true. Know.
It's true. And I'm a good time.
You are a very good time. So one of my favorite things about you,
okay,
is that you are definitely always a good time.
Okay.
And you can work the room to my anxiety ridden self. I'm like, oh, stop talking to people. Stop talking to strangers.
Like, meet my new friend.
I'm like, they're not your friends. So you know on the podcast when you're like, oh, my friend told me that not everybody's my friend, I'm that person. It's like, not everybody is your friend.
Yeah.
As we've talked about. Like, yeah. You know, you have lots of acquaintances, even
especially a ton. Yeah.
In like what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, if you have 1% of true friends in every category of what you're doing, then you're winning.
Yeah.
Because people want to be along for the ride. Mm-hmm. And not in a good way. Mm-hmm. Not to support you. They want to support you while like you're on your highs, mm-hmm. but they don't want to go through like the lows.
Yeah.
And I hated seeing that shit firsthand. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't think that would happen. And it did. And I continue to see it. So be careful. Be careful with, you know, who you let in. And this is for everybody, right? Like, be careful because not everybody is your friend. You meet lots of people and people are tied to whatever it is that you're doing. Mm-hmm. But forge those genuine connections.
Yeah. And I try to. And I feel like I do. I feel like I'm pretty good at it. As long as the other person is willing to as well.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing, is like going down or going back to like vulnerability. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm willing to be vulnerable with you, like, please be vulnerable with me, because I'm not vulnerable with a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm open, right? Open book, but I'm not vulnerable with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's why too, like the friend that I'm always like, oh, you're so weird. Like, be weird. Like, this is her. Cause I'm weird.
Surely.
In front of her.
I have videos to prove it. When did she let me post them?
Oh, man.
At her funeral. We're going to post them all.
Oh, God. Well, you'll see them then. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you are very funny.
Thanks.
You're very funny. Just because it's so random. Like, you know, have you ever met somebody who, like, it's very quiet in the room, like, silent, and they'll bust out dancing? Or they'll, like, say something just... like Barbie, like, you ever think about dying? That's Natasha.
That's me.
Like, she constantly thinks about stuff like that.
That's true.
Check out her TikTok. Oh, it's got some God. Funny things on there. So
yeah.
I have to laugh because I think about the time you told me that you wanted to be a vampire.
Oh, I wanted fangs?
Yeah.
Bro. Cause I really do.
So her new name's Bella.
Oh, Twilight. My God. Oh, my God. Hey, Loka, where you been? Yeah.
So what's your genre of, like, movies and books, like, stuff like that?
Bro, horror.
Horror?
Horror.
Like W-H or H-O-R-R?
I don't know. Stay tuned to find out. No, like fiction as far as, like, books. Not science fiction, but, like, fiction.
Yeah. You like the scaries movies?
I like the spookies. You do. I don't know why.
So we're going to Ouija board after this or what?
Fuck no.
You're not that.
I'm not that down. Not that down. Okay. No. I don't need a freaking demon following me home.
But it was a nice demon.
No, what the fuck? How was her nice demon?
Or they were just hurt in real life.
You know? Well, stay hurt then.
Wow.
Stay here in hell, homie, because nope. Not here. Mm-mm. Can't sit here.
Awesome. So what else do you want people to know about you?
I don't know. Like, I think that I am super genuine. like what you see is what you get. The way that I am with you, whoever you are, any stranger, anybody, is how I am with every single person in my life. Like, I don't switch shit up. I don't talk shit about people. I'm not a liar. Not that anybody has called me a liar ever, but I'm not, which apparently is a thing. Like, a lot of people lie, which I've come to find out in 2023. It's just like we're just a bunch of fucking liars. Not anybody specific. I'm not calling out anybody, but
the real life demons.
I work really hard for everything that I have. I love really hard. I'm understanding whatever the circumstances. Like, I just ask for communication with whoever it is. I don't know. I'm really weird. Not in a, like, a weird, weird way, but, like, I'm weird. Like, I'm funny. I think I'm funny. Like, not, like, comedian funny, I don't think, maybe.
I think you could be.
Yeah?
I mean, I've seen some people think they're funny. They're not funny.
I don't know. Just, I don't know. I'm just like everybody else.
You are not. Okay.
I don't know. What do you want people to know?
I mean, all the things we talked about.
Yeah.
I think you hit on all the things that we could talk about. Again, if you want to know more, hit my DMs.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you. Just, you know, people need to be more open to you in a genuine way.
Yeah.
Because if they are, they'll have an opportunity to meet somebody who's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
And I almost did not, and that would have sucked. So,
oh,
tear.
Gay.
I heard that you, like, don't hug here. You know.
I don't.
I brought a dress with an open knee on purpose.
Oh, wow. Oh, are we touching knees?
Like Chona.
Are we touching knees?
No, we're not.
Okay.
That's weird.
My scab knee.
Ooh.
We're not talking about that.
But yeah, I mean, remembering that your life online is not real life. It's all the highlights. Mm-hmm. And you generally have lots of space for people.
I do.
So
I do. And if I reach out to you and I tell you I care about you, I truly mean it. Or that I want to know more about you, or that, you know, like, let's spend time together. Let's, yeah. Because time you can never get back.
No, absolutely not.
And so if I'm wanting to give you my time and energy, like, please, like, accept it. And if you don't, then I won't. I'll stop.
That's going to be 2024, right? You don't accept it, then it's off the table.
Yes.
So that's our advice for 2024. Like, create your boundaries. Mm-hmm. Stick to them.
Mm-hmm.
Take no shit. Won't be no shit.
Don't start no shit. Yeah. Yeah. Or if you do, then that's on you. But yeah.
But it is.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here.
Thanks for letting me interview you.
Yeah, this is different.
It is. I think you should do this every birthday.
I feel like this is the most, like, professional conversation we've ever had.
You and I?
Yeah.
Oh, you wanted a ratchet.
No.
Let's part two this shit then.
So yeah, whoever wants a part two, you know, let me know. We'll get a little more ratchet.
Yeah, I mean, we had to ease it in. Like, it was my first time. I had to just ease it in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I can be silly, be crazy, but whatever it is, like, you always meet me there. And I appreciate that in you.
Thank you. Same.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So let's go drink some more champagne.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Guys, again, this is my birthday episode. So if you guys have any questions, or if you want me to do this again, if you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, also let me know. Just be nice. That's all I ask. Yeah. Or fight April. But thank you again to Valpa Media for housing and producing, to April for being here, Chula Diaries on Instagram and TikTok, Facebook. No? All of that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then follow me, RiverwalkQueen_Nathaniel210 on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, I don't know, all the things. Threads, whatever, X. I don't know anymore. But just follow me, like and share this episode, continue to follow me, guys. I'm super excited about what is to come for 2024. Have a great New Year's Eve, because you will be seeing this either before New Year's Eve or before Christmas. Either way, happy holidays, happy New Year, old things. Be safe. Drink happy responsibility. Responsibility. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.